AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Donald Trump extended a trade truce with China for another 90 days. When asked by reporters about the deadline earlier on Monday, Trump said,
"They have tremendous tariffs that they're paying to the United States of America, and we'll see what happens. They've been dealing quite nicely. The relationship is very good with President Xi and myself."
If the trade truce did expire, the U.S. would have hiked up taxes on Chinese imports from an already high 30%, and Beijing would have responded by raising retaliatory levies on U.S. exports to China.
The Israeli military claimed responsibility for a strike in Gaza that killed 6 journalists and 2 civilians. Prominent Al Jazeera correspondent Anas El-Sharif was among the dead. Israel said that El-Sharif had led a Hamas cell. The country did not produce evidence. It was a claim the news organization and El-Sharif had denied. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports the U.S. has designated a Pakistan separatist group as a foreign terrorist organization, a move hailed by Pakistani officials.
The designation of the Balochistan Liberation Army and its fighting wing, the Majid Brigade, as a terrorist group coincides with a visit to the U.S. by Pakistan's Army Chief, Field Marshal Asim Muna. The BLA was first designated a terrorist organization in 2019 by the Treasury Department after several attacks. Officials say its designation has been added now because since then, the group has claimed responsibility for more attacks. The announcement comes less than 2 weeks after Washington and Islamabad reached a trade agreement expected to allow U.S. firms to develop Pakistan's largely untapped oil reserves in resource-rich Balochistan and to lower trade tariffs for Islamabad. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Steel CEO says the company is investigating what caused an explosion in a plant south of Pittsburgh. The blast killed 2 people and sent at least 10 to hospitals on Monday. This is AP News. Taylor Swift has announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Taylor Swift has announced her 12th studio album and says vinyl editions will ship before October 13th. It's the first original album since Swift regained control of her entire body of work from a private equity firm. She teased the release in a promo for the New Heights podcast, hosted by her boyfriend and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, alongside his brother, former Eagle center Jason Kelce.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12!
Yeah.
Her last original album, The Tortured Poets Department, came out in 2024 during her record-breaking Eras Tour that raked in over $2.2 billion across 5 continents. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.